Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to deal with a diva in pads. We're also going to talk about a major letdown and upon further review. And we are going to, update you on the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. But for right now, headlines, please. Dateline, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. So the stage is set. In the Western Conference Finals, it is the Anaheim Ducks and the Nashville Predators. Well, as you already know, the Predators took care of business against the Blues at home in Nashville. Meanwhile, it took an inspired performance by the defense of the Ducks to hold off the upstart Oilers 2-1 to advance to the Western Conference Finals. That's the West. The East, Ottawa Senators, who took a Game 6 victory in Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, going up against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I will get to that series a little later. Dateline, Oakland! Draymond Green. What is up with this dude? He just simply cannot keep his mouth shut when he should. Upon hearing about the dirty play of Kelly Olynyk, the Celtics power forward, the Warriors power forward, on his podcast, Dre Day decided to opine. Quote, Kelly Olynyk is a dirty player, man. He's dirty. Dirty player, man. I don't respect guys like that. I mean, I know he's not like the greatest basketball player of all time. So maybe you feel like you gotta like do that, but you don't like just dirty. Like I don't respect the man. He dirty. Close quote. Well, Dre, it's great that you decided to kick it with us in opining this opinion. I mean, this is not the first time you have stuck your foot in your mouth, and it's definitely not the first time you've stuck your foot in other places as well. I raised the leg to you. I mean, the glass to you. You're one class act. Sucker. Speaking of putting foot in mouth. Dateline, Cleveland! The head coach of the Cavaliers, Tyronn Lue, had this to say about the job that he holds right now as the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Quote, it's the hardest job by far. It's the hardest job, but I've been through a lot of tough things in my life anyway, and I just try not to listen to the outside noise, to the media and what they have to say. As long as I have the support of David Griffin, the Cavs general manager, Dan Gilbert, the principal owner, my players, the city of Cleveland, the state of Ohio, as long as I have that support, that's all that matters. Close quote. The hardest job is leading LeBron James? Is you out your mind? Come on, man. You have the cushiest job in the NBA. There's nothing hard about that. It's similar to Phil Jackson when he had Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and Michael Jordan in Chicago and Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal in LA. All he had to do was just roll the ball on the court and just give them Zen exercises. The hardest job in sports. Is you crazy? Come on, man. Look, if you were to say that you were the head coach of a team, the Timberwolves, maybe the Raptors, the Clippers, or any other bottom dwelling teams, then I would probably say you got a point. Being the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, and they're the defending world champs. Now, I can think of much harder jobs in sports than yours. Lord have mercy. Dateline, San Antonio. And what has become actually the best game by far? I won't go so far as to say the best series yet. Game 5 of the Western Conference Semifinals between the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs proved to be a titanic struggle. The Spurs rallied from behind and won in overtime 110-107. And the game ended in dramatic fashion with James Harden stepping to his right, eluding what he thought, Manu Ginobili, raising up for a three, but finding Manu's hand on top of the ball, stripping it from his hand. Remarkable game. I won't say it's been a remarkable series because we've seen two blowouts of 20 plus points. But here's also what is notable. The Spurs are without Tony Parker, and for all of overtime and the stretch of throughout overtime and the final stretch of the fourth quarter, they were also without one Kawhi Leonard with a hurt knee. undermanned, the Spurs still win. And that is a testament to Greg Popovich. What a head coach. I've said this on air. I'll keep saying it. He right now is today the greatest coach in the NBA, hands down. And if you want to argue with me or at me, look at this game. He didn't have his best players. He did not have the players that he counts on to win, and they pull out a game. So you can miss me with there's other coaches. No, it's Pop, and this game proves it. Dateline, Bristol. You never get numb when you hear news like this. The unfortunate keeps happening in this world. Kathy Berman, the wife of ESPN broadcaster and commentator Chris Berman, died in a two-car accident this past Tuesday. The president of ESPN, John Skipper, in a lengthy message detailing the events, had this small thing to say, too, in his message that he released. Quote, "This is a devastating tragedy and difficult to comprehend." Close quote. Those words are apropos. This tragedy is difficult. This one you simply can't comprehend because it just simply wasn't her time to go. Kathy is survived by her husband, Chris, and her daughter and son. Prayers to the Berman family, to Chris, to the ESPN family, and all those who are friends and lovers of one Kathy Berman. When I come back, we're going to talk about the DMV getting hype or not. And upon further review, but immediately following the break, Odell Beckham Jr. No Giants fan. I'm not talking about him in glowing terms. Be right back. The domain industry is growing rapidly, and it's time for you to share in the wealth. Our friends over at domain.com challenges industry heavyweights head on and offers a simple checkout process. Industry low prices and excellent service. Domain.com offers a wide selection of domain extensions, including .com domains, for a low, low price. Hello, you ask? About $10.47 a year or less. That's a deal, right? Well, how about this? Act now and you can get a domain today for 15% off. Just use the code AFCOM, that's AFFCOM, and that discount is yours when you get your domain. Need web hosting? They do that too. In fact, if you purchase web hosting with domain.com, you can get 25% off. Use the code 25POST, AFFCOM, or 15% off your new name, 25HOST, or 25% off your web hosting. It's worth your while. Domain.com. The starting place for everything that happens online. Welcome back. Cole Sports here, Cole Johnson. Now, I did an interview with Pod Vader of Next Fan Up. Thank you so much, Pod Vader. I appreciate it. And one of the subject matters that was broached was one Odell Beckham Jr. And I loved how Pod Vader said it, the dolt of the NFL. And for the time being, he fits the description. And why would I say he fits the description of dolt of the NFL? Let's start with how the season ended this past January. So after the 38-13 thrashing the Packers gave the Giants on Lambeau Field, Beckham decided to haul off, headbutt a wall, and then punch a hole through a wall. Then after that, he subscribed to wanting to be a kinder, gentler, more mature Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, that meant no twirling like a ballerina in the end zone. That meant no proposing to nets. That meant no singing out of the jacuzzi water, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. Yeah. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Yeah, that's what he sang in a jacuzzi while another man rose from the jacuzzi water. Anyway, we were supposed to not see all of that. We were going to see a more mature, more businesslike, more professional Odell Beckham Jr. Last month, he had a chance to do just that. So he had to get his groove on. He went to the West Coast and he partied at Coachella. No harm, no foul, right? Well, this was around the same time that there was a youth football clinic that he was supposed to attend way back on the East Coast in New York, the Monday in between the Coachella event, because that Coachella event went on, if I'm not mistaken, that Saturday, that Sunday, and that Monday. So he got his groove on. No problem with that. We all have to get our grooves on. And then he flies back. The event was supposed to start around 5:30, which did, and he got to that event at 7. Beautiful way to prove that you are now a mature man. Then if that wasn't enough, 1 month later, and I'm talking about just recently, we see an Instagram pic of Odell Beckham Jr., top off, pants hanging beyond his behind, laying on a table, getting a tattoo by two tattoo artists, with him pointing at himself with one hand and pointing to his buttocks with the other. You see, this type of behavior needs to stop, because this is what you call trollism. And you have been guilty of trollism, Mr. Beckham Jr., ever since that one-handed catch you made against the Cowboys 2 years back. If it isn't fights you get into on the field with Josh Norman, it's debates and fights you try to get on the field with Xavier Rhodes, or proposing at a net, if not shoving and pushing one, dancing like a ballerina in the end zone, and punching holes in walls. The act is getting old. The act is getting tired. The act needs to go. You are the face of the team. Yeah, I know you don't play quarterback. That's supposed to be Eli. Well, Eli doesn't talk all that much, and Eli really shies away from publicity, memorabilia scandal included. You are the focal point of that team, hands down, period, in the story. And you do juvenile stuff like this. Juvenile. And as I said on Next Fan Up, I cannot count this as mere youthful exuberance or a youthful mistake. You are grown enough to know better. This is something that college guys do. You're 3 years in the pros. This isn't collegiate. This is you. This is your behavior that you need to curb. Grow up, man. Grow up. Because right now, to me, I'm not going to call you Odell Beckham Jr. anymore. I'm not going to call you ODB. I'm not going to call you OBJ, because that's what you want people to call you. No, I'm going to call you what you are. And what you are is quite simply Diva in Pads. That's who you are. So from now on, unless you decide to button it up and actually act like a man, you will be called by me as Diva in Pads, because that's what you are. You are a diva that puts on the football uniform. So until you get rid of the Diva in Pads behavior, that is what you'll be called. DIP, baby. That is your new acronym. Get used to it. Love it. And when I come back, we're going to put a whole city. That's right, a whole city upon further review. For you, the Cold Sports VIPs, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. There are many audiobooks from which to choose, like Michael Jordan, The Life by Roland Lazenby. With all this talk about LeBron versus Michael Jordan, who's the GOAT, this will pretty much tell you who is the real GOAT. The Big Miss, My Years Coaching Tiger Woods by Hank Haney. Yeah, that's the same hitting instructor that was with Tiger Woods during the Tiger Slam era. How about Serena Williams by J.D. Rockefeller? You could choose any of those three books amongst the 180,000 they have in store. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/coldsports. Again, that's audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z for your free audiobook. Hey, after you listen to Cold Sports, my other guest appearances on Next Fan Up and the Ranting and Raving podcast, why don't you listen to your favorite book? Give it a try. Enjoy these books and more. Free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. Audible.com, where powerful voices bring books to life. We'll be right back. Coming up on the next episode of Cold Sports, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the conference finals of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We're also going to talk about the NBA playoffs. The Cavs are already there. The Warriors are already there. We're waiting the other two teams who are going to advance to conference finals. Will we still be waiting with the next broadcast? We're also going to have the Dote of the Week, and we are going to put another subject on the further review. I think you're going to love this one because it's special. Tune into the next episode of Conversations. I really am looking forward to this one. I think you all are too. Podcast host and live streamer extraordinaire, CJ Ripka. That's the next one. You're going to enjoy this one. I enjoyed doing the interview. I think you're going to enjoy him, and you're going to enjoy what he has to offer. Value personified. And later on this month is Getting Closer, the first ever special episode of That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Oh, I'm looking forward to unveiling that to you guys. I think you're going to love it. But see, that is for the future. We're still dealing with the present. And for now, we have to put a whole city, I mean a whole city, upon further review. May 10th, 2017. This was supposed to be the date that was going to go down as one of the most memorable in Washington, D.C. sports history, because you had the Capitals at home playing Game 7 in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, going up against their nemesis, the Pittsburgh Penguins. You had the Washington Bullets, I mean the Wizards, in Boston playing the Celtics in Game 5. In a series, and they're tied 2-2 in their Eastern Conference semifinals tilt. And you also had the Nationals, who are blazing up the National League with a wonderful record, going up against their neighbors to the north, the Baltimore Orioles. That is at home. So all of this was set to go. I'll start with the Nationals first. So they fell behind in their game, but they fought back and fought back and fought back, and they had a walk-off single to bring the game home for the Nationals 7-6. And let's understand, the Orioles are no small shakes either. They're blazing up the American League themselves. So we're dealing with two big time teams here. So it was good baseball. That was the only good thing that happened to DMV Sports for that day, because the rest sucked. I will go to the Capitals later. I will go to the Wizards now, as they were confident, bold, and they were walking back to TD Garden, getting the two they needed in Verizon Center back in D.C. They're tied 2-2. They have had big leads in games 1 and 2 of double-digit variety before losing both games. So they were confident that they were going to step up and really do damage. And then Avery Bradley decides to score 29 on them. And also, the Celtics decided to give them a dose of their own medicine with a 20-0 run of their own in that game. And the final score happened to be 123-101, and the game wasn't even that close. For a team that is supposed to be more physical, more talented, and have a better array of diverse talent than their opponent, the Wizards came up small in that one. They came up small with the scoring effort. They came up small with the physical effort. They just simply came up small. So now they will come back to Washington down 3-2, and they have to stave off elimination in game 6. But at least the Wizards have a tomorrow. The Capitals, on the other hand, who had the golden opportunity to actually take a series that they were down 3-1 after embarrassingly looking horrid in games 1 and 2 at home on home ice, come back to familiar home ground and home ice, and they get skunked by a 2-0 score in an elimination game and a game 7. Now, I don't know what's worse, the fact that Alex Ovechkin will not go to another conference final, as good of a player as he is, he's now the NHL's version of Chris Paul. Is it the fact that the Capitals just simply couldn't find any offense whatsoever, and they were on home ice? Is it the fact that Sidney Crosby, who was concussed, still outplayed Ovechkin in that series? Is it the fact that they simply couldn't solve the goaltender, Marc-Anthony Fleury? Or is it a fact that they just simply cannot get past what seems to be the Capitol's kryptonite? Or is it all of those things? See, this was supposed to be the night that DC sports shined, and they didn't. And I hate it for DC, because that was supposed to be a time when they could celebrate their whole sporting scene to be back and powerful. But old habits die hard. The Penguins just simply are too much for the Capitals. The Wizards, they may still not have enough to get to the next level, but at least they have the Nationals, who are rising up in the National League, tearing it up. So it wasn't a total letdown, but considering that the NHL and the NBA are in their playoff season, it pretty much still felt like a huge letdown anyway. If you happen to like this episode or any episode that you've heard thus far, a special, an interview, or a regular show like this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at @Cole_sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook, come on, Cole Sports, that's sports with a Z. Make your voice heard. Go to speakpipe.com/Cole Sports with a Z to actually record, speak, and send. You can type that address on the address bar, or you can go to the show notes and click on to Cole Sports VIP Speak. Again, it's simple. Click that link, record, then VIP, speak, and then send, and I will play what you say on air. And make your presence felt. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. Search in groups of Facebook, Cole Sports with a Z VIP room, or you can click onto the link in the show notes again. Cole Sports VIP room. And I said sports with a Z. Canadian friends, I love you. Thank you so much for the love. Sports with a Z. You can also follow me on social media platforms galore, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Google Plus, iTunes/Apple, Pinterest, Instagram, TuneIn, Player FM, Acast, Blueberry, YouTube. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for the retweets. Thank you for the DMs. And thank you for the love. I appreciate all of you. Please spread the love of this show to everybody you know. More importantly, you can follow me and this brand on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. You can check out me, any appearance I make, and all the shows I have done on this brand from the past to the present on Cole Sports with a Z.com. And as always, it doesn't matter where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. I just want you to do this one simple thing, VIP, and that is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.